It is Mind Food Radio, and I welcome my favourite guest from Mind Food Magazine to the show, Dr. Emily O'Leary. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Nikki. How are you going today?
Oh, good, thank you. And I'm about to be, I'm very interested in this topic. It's called Change Your Thoughts, and it's about the power of positive thinking. Big question. Can you teach this?
Well, I'd hope so. I mean, I think clinical psychology is probably built on it. So, look, I'm going to go for a big firm yes, you absolutely can.
Okay, well, that's good because that means that you'll get paid.
yeah, otherwise I'm in trouble.
Yeah, so how much of it, Emily, is nature versus nurture? Because, you know, you meet some kids, for example, and they're just happy, outgoing little kids. And then you meet some others who are a little bit morose, you know? And so is it nature, nurture? How does that work?
I think it's a $1 million question, isn't it? And, you know, I think in a number of cases, it can be more swayed the either way. I mean, basically as psychs, we always say, look, it's a little bit 50-50. You know, the environment has a huge impact on how we develop and how we see the world. But equally, we can't undermine the genetic underpinnings of a lot of different difficulties and the way we respond as well. Like temperament, which is biologically sort of like a blueprint for responding to the world, is innate. So, you know, essentially what I often say to clients is, you can't change what you're born with. Like, we're all got certain vulnerabilities and things that we inherited. But you can change how you react to those things. And that's probably what the article's really sort of tapping into.
So do people who have a positive mindset, are they more successful in life?
Yeah, I think it's about people's ability to bounce back from things. And anyone that has the ability to respond to negative things in a way that they can kind of turn it around and problem solving it, are going to do better in life. I mean, we have a quote saying, change your thoughts, change your world. And it's really true.
Can you teach children to change their thoughts? Are there little things you can do with younger children to sort of make them aware of how they're thinking?
Oh, look, absolutely. And I think there's, you know, that's the ideal time to get in. You know, when kids are, with kids' brains are so malleable, you know, when us as adults, we kind of get set in our ways. So, yeah, teaching through their behaviour and teaching through their interactions with others when they get frustrated or upset, you know, it's actually saying, you know, catching that behaviour. And then later sort of going through it with them and saying, you know, at this particular time, you know, when you were, you know, whatever it might have been, arguing with your brother or sister, that was coming from angry feelings, and then teaching them to go back and kind of teaching them that thoughts equal feelings equal behaviours. So if you're acting in a cranky way, it's coming from cranky feelings, which are coming from cranky thoughts. And sort of looking at it that way so they can kind of see that behaviour isn't something that you just do. It's kind of like the tail end of a big process.
Absolutely. How many children have you got, Emily?
I only got two. Two's enough for me.
Yeah. Actually, it must be quite tempting to want to practice things on them, is it?
Oh, look, it is. But then they fire it back.
Oh.
So, look, everything isn't great in theory. But, you know, you do. You look at little things that work and don't work. And yeah. You know, this is one that I do practice on the kids, and I think it's something that is useful because they need to be able to see that they can do something with the strong feelings.
Yeah, you're going to get to an age and stage where they're going to crack onto you. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. And I think I'll just take a wee holiday at that stage and hand it over to my husband.
They were like, I know what you're doing, Mum. Don't be doing that with me. Hey, look, that's fantastic. The article is called Change Your Thoughts. Once again, hugely interesting. Dr. Emily O'Leary.
Thanks, Nikki.